USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New CDC guidelines are advising people to use non-medical face coverings to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. President Trump said it's not for him.
Somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful Resolute desk, the great Resolute desk, I think wearing a face mask as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens, I don't know, somehow I don't see it for myself.
He said the states had a chance to order hard-to-come-by ventilators years ago.
The previous administration, the shelves were empty, so what you should do is speak to the people from the previous administration.
3M shot back over the Trump administration's criticism, saying to stop the exports of medical-grade masks raises significant humanitarian implications. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Some states and cities have finally been shipped the masks, gloves, and ventilators from the nation's medical stockpile to fight the coronavirus. But some of the material is unusable. Nearly 6,000 masks sent to Alabama had dry rot and a 2010 expiration date. More than 150 ventilators sent to the Los Angeles area were broken and had to be repaired. And in Oregon, it was masks with faulty elastic that could cause the straps to snap, exposing medical workers to the disease. Charles Boyle, a spokesman for Oregon Governor Kate Brown, said some of the equipment had been purchased during the H1N1 outbreak more than a decade ago. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado requested a probe into the management of the supply and distribution of ventilators from the national stockpile. California Governor Gavin Newsom said Los Angeles received about 170 ventilators, but they had to be repaired. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new poll shows changes in the race for the White House, and USA's John Hunt has the results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in a general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else.
Another tragedy for the Kennedy family. Authorities say they're now conducting a recovery search for the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend after a canoe they were paddling in the Chesapeake Bay didn't return to shore. The missing relatives were identified as Mauve Kennedy Townsend McKean, 40, and McKean's 8-year-old son, Gideon Joseph Kennedy McKean. Kennedy Townsend, who served two terms as Maryland's lieutenant governor, is the eldest daughter of the late U.S. Attorney General and U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy, also the niece of the late President John F. Kennedy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.